God's Law: A Hedge Against Evil, February 24. His commandments stand fast forever and ever, and are done in truth and uprightness. He who willfully breaks one commandment, does not, in spirit and truth, keep any of them. Whosoever shall keep the whole law, and yet offend in one point, he is guilty of all. It is not the greatness of the act of disobedience that constitutes sin, but the fact of variance from God's expressed will in the least particular, for this shows that there is yet communion between the soul and sin. The heart is divided in its service. There is a virtual denial of God, a rebellion against the laws of His government. Were men free to depart from the Lord's requirements and to set up a standard of duty for themselves, there would be a variety of standards to suit different minds, and the government would be taken out of the Lord's hands. The will of man would be made supreme, and the high and holy will of God, His purpose of love toward His creatures, would be dishonored, disrespected. Whenever men choose their own way, they place themselves in controversy with God. They will have no place in the kingdom of heaven, for they are at war with the very principles of heaven. In disregarding the will of God, they are placing themselves on the side of Satan, the enemy of God and man. Not by one word, not by many words, but by every word that God has spoken, shall man live. We cannot disregard one word, however trifling it may seem to us, and be safe. There is not a commandment of the law that is not for the good and happiness of man, both in this life and in the life to come. In obedience to God's law, man is surrounded as with a hedge and kept from the evil. He who breaks down this divinely erected barrier at one point has destroyed its power to protect him, for he has opened a way by which the enemy can enter to waste and ruin. By venturing to disregard the will of God upon one point, our first parents opened the floodgates of woe upon the world. And every individual who follows their example will reap a similar result. The love of God underlies every precept of His law, and he who departs from the commandment is working his own unhappiness and ruin. A legal religion is insufficient to bring the soul into harmony with God. The only true faith is that which worketh by love to purify the soul. It is as leaven that transforms the character. Jesus proceeded to show His hearers what it means to keep the commandments of God, that it is a reproduction in themselves of the character of Christ. For in Him, God was daily made manifest before them.